our charity supports young carers from the age of 8 up to the age of 18. We know that there are young carers a lot younger than that. Within the country, they're saying that there's sort of, you know, over 800,000 young carers in this country, and just in Essex alone is over 10,000. So there are a lot of young carers out there that are still falling below the radar.
So these young carers, they are still having to live their normal lives. Like, tell us about a typical day in the life of a young carer. They've still got to get up and go to school and take care of a family member. Is that right?
It's absolutely. And it does vary. Some young carers do actually provide personal care. Many of them are supporting with household chores, supporting siblings, taking them to school, trying to manage their own life, their own homework. Many cook, you know, they shop. We have quite a high proportion that will attend appointments with a parent if they've got hospital appointments, help to administer medication.
So these kids, I mean, it's hard enough at the moment, isn't it? Being a child yourself, going to school, having to deal with normal Absolutely. School life, and then having to deal with all this on top of it. They obviously really need you, don't they?
Do you know, young carers are quite inspirational. They're resilient. This opportunity that we're being given is so important to us because it really, really will raise awareness of the lived experiences of young carers, and they deserve society's support. They're entitled to it because, you know, as I said, they really are incredible young people.
What will the money actually do for you? What will you do with the money?
The money is going to allow us to be able to expand and also continue delivering the groups that we do, which is so important for us. One of the other key elements that we found during the pandemic is that there was a real increased need for the therapeutic intervention that we provide. So not only are we able to provide one-to-one counselling support, and that's not only for the young carer, it's for their immediate family. We're now in the position that we can offer couple counselling and family therapy. So this funding really is a crucial lifeline for so many of our families. We appreciate that statutory mental health services and national health services are under so much pressure. What we're able to do is maybe alleviate some of that with our therapeutic support that we offer. And it's quite incredible, really, to think that, you know, we are supporting our families in this way and they're not having to wait. So we can actually offer this therapeutic support with one of our three qualified counsellors pretty much within a week of receiving the referral. So please donate. Because within 4 years, we have achieved so much. We initially were supporting 40 young carers. We're now supporting 130 and hopefully another 70. And we will continue to ensure that young carers get the support that they're not only entitled to, but they deserve.
Excellent stuff.
And just a final one. Could you ask, what would you say to anyone that has already done?
Yeah, what would you say to people that have already donated?
Oh, gosh, what would I say? Oh, goodness me. Right, OK, what would I say? I would say thank you so, so much for the donation because there are so many truly incredible and inspirational people out there, you know, who are working for charities, who have been chosen by yourselves, and they really are touching and making a difference to the lives of so many people. So thank you so, so much.
Is there anything in specific you could say that £5 would give or £10 would give? Or I don't know if that would work necessarily with this so much. You know, if people donated £5, does that go anywhere? Or is it just, I don't know.
Yep, £5 will probably allow us to buy some arts and crafts for a session. £30 would allow us to provide an hour's of therapeutic intervention.